神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
亲爱的金奴牧师，我实在很想让我爸爸高兴，所以我就很用功很努力的做念书，可是我总感觉我做不到，觉得好像不够，到底我该怎么做才能够觉得我的爸爸满意了呢？
Dear friend, this is a universal problem which is not necessarily your father's problemBut it probably is from some lies that you believe and tell yourself.
亲爱的朋友，你提到这个问题实在是很多人的问题。那这个问题的重点不是在你爸爸，而是或许是在你的里面，你有一些告诉你自己的谎言。
Now, don't get upset. Most of us are in the same boat.
当你听到我说你自己欺骗你自己的时候，不要生气。因为呢，我们很多人有这样子的一个情况。
We have been taught or have heard some things so often we believe lies that are so common to many.
我们常常被教导或被灌输一些观念，然后我们就相信那是真的，那事实上是欺骗我们的谎言。
Dr. Chris Thurman said, What we think or tell ourselves in our minds does not always line up with reality.
史曼博士这样说，他说有时候我们告诉我们自己或我们自己在想的一些事情呢，不见得是事实。
But if we continue to tell ourselves things that are not true, we will pay for our misbelief.
如果我们常常继续的这样子来告诉我们 自己这些不事实的谎言的话，那么我们会、自己会尝到这些结果。
We will pay through emotional turmoil.
比如说我们有情绪上的一种伤害
Self-destructive habits
行为上的这种残缺
Impaired relationships
人际关系上不好
Spiritual immaturity
还有就是属灵方面的不成熟
One of the most central things we need to do each day is to go from faulty thinking which can destroy life to the truth that can set us free.
那么每一天呢，我们一定要好好的过滤我们的想法，是真的吗？还是那些错误的、那种观念呢？不然的话，我们的生命里面就没有办法得到自由。
With God's help, we can identify faulty thinking patterns that keep us in bondage and allow Christ to renew our minds and thinking.
我们可以让神来帮助我们，让我们找出的那些错误不是事实的想法的那种模式，然后把它 解放掉之后呢，我们就有新的想法，对的想法。
Actually, these lies we tell ourselves have been around a long time. Yes, even from our childhood.
这些我们心里面相信的谎言呢，有的是 自小我们就在我们的心里面很长久以来我们这样想的。
These lies have played in our mind like a tape recorder for so long they seem like truth to us.
这些谎言呢，我们心里面的谎言呢，因为在心里面太久了，而且常常的这样子来相信，所以就好像录音机在我们里面这样子一直就是这样子放给我们听一样，所以呢，以为我们会以为是事实。
I am sure you understand that the more often it has played in your mind, the more you believe it.
你越去、想它，你就越相信它是真的。
This tape recorder plays in your mind without you even realizing it.
有时候这种心里的谎言就像那个录音带放在我们的心里面一样呢，有时候再放给我们听，我们自己都不晓得。
It plays in your mind when situations come and the play button is pressed by them.
当情况来的时候，你那个心里的谎言就再一次的放出来听了。
It is unconscious faulty thinking.
是你没有意识到的错误的想法。
But it affects your actions and your feelings.
但是会影响到你的行为还有你的感受。
We are what we think.
你所表现出来的你就是你心里面所想的，就是我们所谓的成于中，行于外。
One of the main challenges of life is not to change the unpleasant circumstances.
人生的这种最大的挑战就是一些不好的环境我们不能改变。
Although if we can, that is good.
能改变当然最好。
But it's to make our mental tape recorder as truthful as possible.
但是一定要让你里面的一些想法呢，就是那个录音机所放的那个想法呢，要尽量的接近事实。
So we can live the way our Creator really meant us to live.
好，让我们可以活出创造者要我们活出的一个生命的样式。
This is a way to experience good mental health.
这样子才能够有健康的心理。
Have good relationships.
好的人际关系。
And have a real sense of purpose in our life.
然后对生命才有真正的意义。
Again, Dr. Thurman believes that certain truths, ultimate truths, can be learned only with God's help.
史曼博士也认为说这种事实或真理呢，一定要从神来帮助我们能够了解。
Truth is somewhat like an iceberg.
真理事实就像一座冰山。
The truth we learn on our own day by day is just the tip of truth.
那我们每一天在学习，在听到的这些呢，只是这个冰山的上面而已。
To really know the powerful and life-sustaining truth,We must look beyond our own intelligence and skills of observation.
你真的想要了解学习这种真理的话，我们一定要去仰望，然后去超过我们的理性或我们的技巧来学习。
And we must depend on God to reveal truth to us.
我们也需要依赖上面的神来启示给我们这些事实的真理。
We are now going to look at some of these lies and get to the truth.
现在我们要看一看一些我们相信的谎言，然后可以得到真正的事实。
This is the only way you will see that what has motivated you may not be true.
然后你就会发现到原来这一些呢来蒙蔽你让你呢一直没有办法看到事实。
We really call this faulty thinking which needs to be put in proper perspective.
那我们称为是一个错误的想法，那么一定要把它做一个很正确的调整。
There are so many lies or faulty thinking we tell ourselves.
很多这种错误的想法我们来欺骗自己。
But I will only be able to talk about three.
那今天我要跟你讲到三种。
I hope some other time to speak of more of them.
下一次我们再多谈一点。
One of those lies is I must be perfect.
第一个我们告诉自己的谎言是我应该是完美的。
A young man said, I study very hard, but I fail my exams.
比如说一个年轻人说呢，我很用功，可是呢，我却考得不好。
I really become depressed.
所以我就很沮丧。
And then I ran for the leader of my class.
然后呢，我想当我们的班长。
But another fellow that I felt was so inadequate for the position was chosen.
既然呢，当班长的被选上是一个我认为根本就不适合当的人。
I really was low then.
所以我就比他更不好咯。
It seems as if I never can be good enough.
所以好像呢，我就永远没有办法像我想的那么好。
Or do as well as I feel I should.
或说呢，我要的标准呢，我自己都做不到。
I feel like life is just not worth all that I give it.
所以我觉得好像我付出的我都没有得到。
I am never good enough.
我总是不够好。
His lie is, I must be perfect.
这样的一个谎言告诉自己说我一定要是完美的人。
Do you labor under the burden of feeling, I am never good enough?
你常常在这种我总是做不好或不够的这种重担下面吗?
And so you work very hard to show to yourself that you must be perfect.
所以你就很努力的很辛苦的要让你自己成为一个完美的人。
You become a burden to yourself and sometimes to those around you.
你自己会成为你自己的重担甚至呢会成为别人的重担。
One problem is that perfectionists put their standards too high.
问题是你把你这种标准放得太高了
And think that this is what gets them as far as they have gotten.
然后你就认为说呢这个应该是要有的一个标准
Now high standards are good if they are realistic.
高标准当然不错但是要合乎实际
But to a perfectionist, they make standards that are not realistic.
那对于这种完美主义的人呢他们给自己立的标准呢不符合实际
And they cannot reach them
他们自己都没有办法达到那个目标
This young man studied hard for that exam
比如说这个年轻人呢为了考试他就很用功的念书
But it was in a subject that he had not taken the beginning course
但是呢他所要考的这门课呢他前面的部分根本就没有念过
That beginning course would have given him the basics for this course.
那前面他没有念过的这些课程呢他错失掉的课程呢就是这一课的啊这一科的一个基础。
He felt he did not have to take time for that course, so he went on to the next course and he failed it.
那么这个年轻人认为说他根本不需要再去念那种基础的东西所以他就往第二个啊层次去上课结果呢他在第二个级的时候呢他就失败了。
He had set an unrealistic goal.
他把自己立了一个不合乎事实的一个目标。
When he failed,He beat himself because he had failed to reach his goal.
那么他自己失败了他就自己觉得、自己已经很挫败他觉得他自己没有达到自己的目标。
He wanted to be leader, but had done nothing to win his classmates' admiration.
他想要做一个领导或者主席但是呢却没有赢得别人的选举。
Or had he shown them any leadership qualities?
或许他让别人不觉得他有这种、啊、领导的这种能力。
But he had set this goal and felt it was the only way he could be seen as a successful person.
但是这个人呢却把自己立了一个目标应该要当一个班长或主席呢才会觉得自己成功了。
Young men like this, you would say, are people...whose standards are unreasonably high.
像这样的人呢我们应该说他的理想太高了。
Who strain as one who is driven.
那么他所立的理想呢他会驱使自己去达到那个目标。
And continually goes toward impossible goals.
但是他所在追求的目标是一个不可能达到的目标。
Measuring their self-worth on terms of how much they produce and accomplish.
那么这样的人呢常常把自己的价值放在他们的成就他们的这种、啊、成品、啊、他能够做出的成品有多少
Does that sound like you?
这个是不是你的问题呢
You might say, well, what is wrong with that?
那或许你说这样又怎么样呢
For that is the way you get ahead.
因为呢只有这样我才能够比别人好。
But my friend, at what price?
是的，你会比别人好，但是呢，你付出的有多少呢？
At the price of constantly being driven?
你所付出的代价就是要你常常不停地驱赶自己。
Often depressed?
常常沮丧。
Accusing yourself?
控告你自己。
Unhappy if you are not successful.
当你没有成功的时候你就不快乐。
Living a life of anger with yourself.
跟你自己过不去生你自己的气。
And never knowing the real you.
从来不知道到底什么是真正的你。
You may be a young person and feel that this is the only way to go in life.
或许你是一个 这种认为这个是正常的生命的年轻人。
But if you will stop and see how this may affect you as the years go by.
但是如果你好好的回想一下这样的想法，这种完美主义怎么样在影响你过去的生命。
If you can understand this, you will be a far more productive by realizing the truth.
如果你体识到事实的话，那么你会更生命更有果效。
And this truth is that all humans make mistakes.
这个完美主义的识破这个谎言的事实是说，人都是会有不够犯错的地方。
And there is nothing wrong with you if you do fail.
如果你失败了，并不代表你错了。
The victory is being able to face it.
真正的得胜，真正的成功是你能够面对你的失败。
And remember to make mistakes is human.
好好的记得你失败的地方，然后你知道人有犯错失败的这种机会跟权利。
And you will learn how to set true goals.
然后以后呢，你的目标就立得比较和事实一点。
And you will aim for that.
然后你就可以达得到。
Step by step, you will accomplish and enjoy as you do.
一步一步的，你会成就，然后你也很享受你在做的。
Not driven, but you'll have a real purpose.
不是只是在盲目的驱赶你自己达到一个你达不到的目标，而是一个真正的目的让你去做。
The need to be perfect is a no-win situation.
我们想要需要能够完美呢，是一个你赢不来的情况。
Because if you do accomplish, you will say, that is what I should have done.
一个完美主义的人会说呢，如果你做得很好，你说，这本来我就应该要这样子的。
Or if you are short a little,
但是如果你做不好的话
you will think that you're an idiot.
然后你就想说我怎么那么笨
And you'll say I can't do anything right.
然后你就说呢我自己呢总是做不好
Remember when you say to yourself, I must be perfect, you are telling yourself a lie.
记得当你再次告诉你自己说我一定要完美的话，那么你是在告诉你自己一个谎言。
For to make mistakes is human.
人会犯错，会失败。
Another lie is, I must have everyone's approval.
另外一个谎言就是说呢，我需要得到每一个人的肯定。
嘉义 was a pleaser.
嘉义这个女孩子呢，是一个喜欢讨人喜悦的人。
She gained her security and identity from people's approval.
他觉得只有在别人肯定他时候他才有那种安全感还有觉得自己呢有价值。
She worked hard in school, so her parents would be pleased with her.
那他在学校的功课呢他非常的用功好想让他的父母亲能够喜欢。
She did not cause them any trouble.
他是一个乖孩子。
And she always went along with her friends and what they wanted.
然后也都很喜欢按着朋友们的需要来迎合他们。
She lived for acceptance.
她希望别人接纳她。
She wanted approval.
她希望别人肯定她。
She longed for love.
她很渴慕别人爱她。
And she wanted people to feel she was great and would pour praise on her.
她也很希望别人觉得她是很棒的，然后赞美她。
If they didn't, life was not worth living.
当她没有得到这些赞美跟肯定的时候，她就觉得生命很没有意思。
But Jai came to a place she did not know who she really was.
到一个地步呢，嘉义这个女孩子呢，她不晓得自己到底是怎么样的一个人。
Or even what she really felt or thought.
甚至不认识自己在想什么，自己感觉怎么样。
For she had for a long time pleased people.
因为她总是长久以来都在讨别人的喜悦。
Until she did not know how to please herself.
一直到他不晓得该怎么样来让自己高兴。
Many times people who wants to please everyone,
很多时候有的人呢想到处去让人家喜欢。
Often hides their growing resentment and bitterness.
然后里面呢会隐藏着他们的恼恨还有苦毒。
inside, they get tired of it.
事实上，心里面很累了。
But it seems they become a slave to this lie in their life.
但是呢，他们却时常的在他们的生命里面成为这个谎言的奴隶。
The truth to this lie is,
这个谎言的事实是什么呢？
You cannot please all the people all the time.
你是没有办法随时满足各种人的。
My friend, if this is a lie that's played over and over in your mind,
如果你一定要让别人高兴的这样的谎言在你的心里面一直的告诉你。
Work hard to reprogram those thoughts.
你要很用心的一定要把这样的一个想法订正过来。
To really understand that you cannot please everyone.
你要了解到你是没有办法让每一个人都满意的。
The next one I'd like to talk to you with about is
第三个谎言我们告诉我们自己的是这样子。
My unhappiness is someone else's fault.
我的不如意不高兴是因为别人的错误引起的。
Some will say, what you did hurt my feelings.
有时候你说呢你做了一些伤害我的感觉的事情。
You yelled at me first, or I wouldn't have yelled at you.
如果你不对我喊叫的话，我也不会对你这样子的粗暴大声。
If my parents had raised me right, I would be different.
或许你说呢，如果我父母亲呢，抚养我的方法不一样的话，我今天就不一样了。
I would not have the trouble I have now.
也就不会像今天那么麻烦了。
Here we are saying,My external circumstances compels me to react the way I do.
你的意思是说呢，我的里面过去的情况呢，把我带到今天的地步。
What we're saying is that we have become a slave to the outside events.
那我们就变成外面的这种环境的这种奴隶了。
And have no control over them.
我们没有办法来掌控。
So this allows me to always blame others for my actions.
所以呢，对我的情况呢，我就可以怪罪在别人或环境上面。
For example,
比如说
I am in a long line to get into an art museum.
比如说呢，我排了很长的队伍，想进入这个博物馆。
Out of the corner of my eye, I see a couple pushing their way into the line in front of me.
结果我看到有一对夫妇就插队了。
I get very angry and blow them up.
我就很生气，然后呢，对他们很凶。
Now you would say it is their fault that I got angry.
你或许会说呢，是他们的错误，所以让我生气。
And that I made a bad scene.
我才会这样对他们。
But you are wrong.
但是你错了。
No one, just no one can make you angry, happy,sad or anything.
记得没有人可以造成你的生气快乐或难过不管什么都不是别人造成的。
External situation does not have the power to make us to feel or act the way we may act.
外在的条件根本没有能力可以让你的里面的感受或你里面的这种、想法做法呢 来操纵你。
You must come to grips with the fact that you are responsible for your feelings and actions.
事实上是你应该对你的行为、感受、反应负责任。
This is what makes the difference between mentally healthy people and those who are disturbed.
那这个就是造成心理健康的人跟心理不健康的人的、一个不同的地方。
Mentally healthy people accept responsibility for their feelings and actions.
一个心理正常健康的人呢，对他们的感受跟反应呢，会负责任。
Those that are disturbed are those who blame others.
那些心理上不健全的人呢，就很容易会责怪别人。
You see, the bottom line is that between every event, something that happens, and my reaction,is the big word choice.
那么这是一个主要的一个重点哈，就是不管任何的事情发生， 然后我要有怎么样的一个反应是我自己的决定。
Someone is constantly telling you what another person says about you.
比如说有人一直告诉你某某人呢在讲你的坏话。
They have given you no proof, and the only reason they are telling you is so you will be angry and hate that person.
那么当那些人跟你讲的时候，他们的理由呢是要让你生气，对那个人反感，他们没有任何的证据。
And maybe you'll do something back to them.
也希望你能够对那个人报复。
But you see, it is your choice to say.
好，现在你听到这些话的时候，你要做一个决定。
Please, I do not want to hear anymore.
你可以这样决定说呢，请你不要再告诉我了，我不想听。
Because whatever they say does not make me a different person.
因为呢，不管他们怎么讲我，我就是这样子，我不会有什么不同的。
Or mean that I am what they say.
他们说怎么样，不见得我就是这样的人呢。
So let us not talk about it.
所以我们不要再谈了，好不好？
You see, we can choose what we want to hear.
所以呢，你连听话你都可以选择的。
We can choose that and let others know that we do not want to hear these things.
我们可以让别人知道说我不想听这些啊别人说的话。
We make our emotional lies by the way we choose to think.
那么你的情绪是根据你怎么样选择你怎么样的想法怎么选你的想法来引起你的情绪。
About the way we think what happens in our life.
那我们怎么想就会啊出现在我们的生活里面。
We are the ones that choose how we will feel and act.
所以你的行为跟你的感受你的想法呢是你自己选择来的。
When something happens, we're the one who chooses.
不管怎么样都是你自己选择的一种感受。
No one can force you to feel or act in a certain way unless you choose to.
没有人可以勉强你要怎么想或怎么反应。除非呢，你自己决定要这样子来想。
You cannot place responsibility on others by blaming them for your feelings or actions.
你不能把你的感受、你的情绪情况、你的行为呢，把它责怪在别人的行为上面。
You cannot blame your father thinking that you're not pleasing him.
当你觉得你总是不能讨他喜欢的时候，你不能总是怪你的爸爸。
This may not be in his mind at all.
或许他根本没有要你这样子的、去讨他喜欢。
And this is maybe the way you want to blame him.
也或许呢用这样子你想来责怪你的爸爸。
The blame game is a dangerous game.
怪罪人是一个很危险的、一种游戏。
For we must be in control of our own lives.
所以你必须要好好的来管理你自己的生命。
And this is where the Lord can help us.
这是主耶稣可以帮助我们的地方。
He is the one that can give us courage to face life for ourselves.
主耶稣可以给我们勇气来面对我们的生命。
And to choose what is good for us.
而且呢，做一个对的决定，好的决定。
And what is good for those around us.
而且呢，对我们四周围都有益处的决定。
Today, ask Jesus to help you.
今天你就可以求耶稣来帮助你。
Check to see if you have these lies in your life.
好好的检查在你心里面有没有这一些谎言呢?
Then ask Jesus to help you.
然后求主耶稣帮助你。
And begin to live the truth.
开始活在实际的真理跟事实里面。
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。